In all things, Father, we pray that your anointing shall be bestowed upon this worship. As we come before you to bless you in all things, to worship your precious name. For there is only one name, that is the name of Yahweh. You've given man the tongue in every nation, every language, to speak it the same. Your way. You did not give yourselves titles as God, Lord. You are your way. And in every language, it is said the same. As a brother wrote me from India, it is still said your way. Every tongue under the earth, for that is your name, Father. You existed before existence, for you are the Almighty Creator of all things. Bless your preaching today, the speaking, that it may be with clarity and understanding, that the hearts may receive it, that we may have ear to hear what thus saith Yahweh. We receive it with gladness of heart, with the pure desire to obey you in all things. We ask that all things be done in your sure name, as we trust you for the great confidence in the hope of your sure. We bless you this day. We thank you for all things in that precious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Bless the Father for all things. We do thank him. For all of his goodness and mercies, his kindness that he has shown toward a house that often rejects his truth, his righteous laws, that he desires not above all things to please him. Man has his own desires. What he has conceived in his heart, he believes that that is right. And so the laws of Yahweh will not govern him in every facet of life. Yahweh intends to govern every aspect of our lives to the detail, because he is detailed in everything that he does, to every fine point, to every specific. And he believes in details. All I's dotted and all T's crossed. He doesn't make one mistake. And the assurance of that, that he doesn't make any mistakes, he has a written word and a law. He did not just simply trust that to the wisdom or intuition of man, but he wrote it in the heart and in the soul of man, the inward parts, that even the power of hell cannot tamper with that, because every soul belongeth to Yahweh. For it is that breath that he imparted into man, that man would know him and call upon him personally. He would know him in a personal way. Not in just some figment of an imagination or this concept or thought of a God or what is a God or a Lord, but to know him personally as a son knows his father. As a daughter takes comfort in the bosom of her father. And that is what Yahweh wants. And in doing that, from Bereshit to Revelation, he has laid down a foundation. He brought Israel out of Egypt. He brought them through an exodus. And that was a process of cleansing and laying down the foundations that he planned for man to walk in, to observe, to obey, and to do. And he established in the midst of the camp the Levites, brought them to the understanding of Leviticus, that the principles and the laws of Yahweh, they are applicable. We must do them. We must obey them. Faith without works is dead.
And so without works of faith, you have no faith at all. We must do the works of Him that has sent us. As Messiah sent the apostles into the earth, so has Yahweh sent His Spirit into the earthen clay vessels to be led by Him. And not by man, but by Him. Well, how do I know whether it's Yahweh of man? Well, when man leads you, he will lead you into an area of corruption. He will lead you into areas that causes you to defy the laws of Yahweh. Forget the Shabbat. Their God has no name. You can commit any sin you want to. Yahweh knows we're going to sin. Then he knew Messiah was going to sin. We need the mind and the spirit of Yahweh. Once a man truly is in power with that anointing, he will not sin. And because we have denied the Father, the heart of man is searching for every kind of spirituality there is. Do you understand why they use that word, spirituality? Because anything without the life of the Spirit, it is dead. It is the Spirit that gives animation and life. It was the Spirit, the breath of Yahweh, that was breathed into Adam that brought animation. He began to move in him and to walk in him. He began to have his activities in that precious, pristine garden that Yahweh had created and gave man authority and rule to live there. And once man moved away from the Spirit of truth, then the demise of man entered in to that garden, whereby Yahweh said he must be thrust out, because if not, he will partake of the tree of life, and there shall he live. And he cast man out. Once he was cast out, immediately death. Well, the demise of man began to unfold, as we were reminded that Cain rose up and he slew his brother. Why? Because sin and death had filled the man's heart. And the demise of that nation had come to its end. Yahweh put a mark upon him, not for any man to destroy him. For vengeance is mine, saith Yahweh. He said, I will deal with that personally. Yahweh has marked the nations today. And the demise of the nations and nation is upon us. Well, what is a nation? Well, Yahweh only clarifies what a nation is. Not what man calls a nation. Yahweh clarifies that. We find the great illustrious leaders today was reading an article from the president of Iran, Khatami. This is what the summation of his statement was. We're having all of these terrorist activities and death and destruction throughout the earth, is what he said. And the only way that these things will subside is that man must begin to go back to his spirituality, his faith, and men of all religion must seek the higher power. That is the only thing that is going to slow the progress of death and demise of the nation. Well, what does Scripture say concerning that? This is not the words of a leader of any nation that clarifies what things that are transpiring in the earth today. If we are going to find any consolation or any hope, we must find out what Scripture says concerning those things. And we must know without any uncertain doubt whether this is the plan of Yahweh or it is the working of man's own devious, seductive, wicked ways. I believe that Yahweh is in control of all things. He is the mighty one that created all things. We must understand and establish, first of all, what is a nation or the nations of people. I want to begin in Exodus. This is part one of a three-part series on the demise of the nations. We must understand what is bringing death, diseases and destruction in the nations and nation today. There's only one pure nation upon the face of the earth, and that is the remnant of the seed of Israel, the call, the elect, and the faithful of Yahweh. Every nation whose banner is not Yahweh, it is a heathen nation. The strength of that nation is idolatry, sin, and every kind of vile, corrupt thing there is. For the heathens had learned the ways of their gods and their idols. They built their groves and their worship in high places. They worshiped the host of the heavens and every kind of insidious, vile spirit that will reveal unto them some form of life that will create some animation in them. Now that is what religion has done today. He has created an animation in the people. And they live by the life and the spirit of that thing that they call religion. That is not what Yahweh gave us. He did not give us religion. He gave us life and light. That is what Messiah is. He is the light of these earthen vessels that we dwell in. He cannot emanate any form of darkness at all. Any time you sense any identity of darkness, there is a corrupt nature of flesh manifesting there. It is not the light, the life, and the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Scripture says in Exodus chapter 19, what a profound incident that occurred here. Even as Moshe had begun to embark upon and receiving the commandments of Yahweh to speak unto the house of Israel, there must be in this hour men of integrity and strength, purity and purpose of heart, that Yahweh will speak by the profoundness of this written word, that his heart may be open unto the truth, and that that man may speak, thus saith Yahweh. And the revelation of that truth is imparted into the hearts of the people, and they become alive in the hope of that revealed truth, which is the strength and the power of the kingdom of Yahweh. We need that. That's why there are many weak today and sickly. They have no strength. For the truth is all we need. It makes us free. It simply must be revealed unto us. It only comes by the life of the Spirit. It doesn't come any other way. Scripture says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. It says, and Moshe went up to Yahweh. And Yahweh called unto him out of the high place, the mountain. He said, Moshe, thus shall you say or tell the house of Israel, and you must speak these things unto my call out elect remnants. Now have brought them out of that bondage of Egypt, a nation that was totally given over honor to idolatry, to make my name known amongst the heathens of the land, that they may know the one that has done this mighty work. It has not come by the strength of man, for Israel had no army to combat the forces of Pharaoh. We, in all of our collective power, we have no power in the natural sense to withstand the forces of hell. We do that by the law and the power of the Spirit of Yahweh, which is the Word of Yahweh, the sword of the Spirit. And we take hold of the sword of the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh in a nation whereby there shall be wars and many wars and rumors of wars before the great event of the return of Messiah. And so that is our power to battle against the encroachment of hell, to rule in the mind and take strength in man's mind. And so Yahweh called Moshe, and he spoke unto him. He said, you tell the house of Israel what I say to them. Verse 4, he said, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. It was not the house of Israel. Yahweh said, with your own eyes you have perceived, you understand what I have done. So that is the testimony of my strength. We see the mighty works of Yahweh, but it doesn't move the heart of man. We see the vast creation of this great mighty one, but it doesn't move the heart of man. He said, you've seen the mighty thing I've done to the mighty army of Egypt, and how I bear you up on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. He said, I took you high above even all the plagues, the famine and death. He said, I lifted you up on eagle's wings, whereby you could get above the traumatic things that were transpiring, that I could bring you unto myself. I wanted you for a specific purpose. I've established you as a people for a purpose. He says, now therefore, as you understand what I've done, there's one thing that I desire. If you will obey my voice, truly, he said, indeed, and I want you to keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. You shall have a precious value unto me. Your value will be worth more than all the people, is what Yahweh says. For all the earth is mine. I want you to understand that I own everything. And I've elected you to be a peculiar, special treasure unto me. But you must obey all that I speak unto you. And the scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. Not half of it, not 29 books, all 66 are given by his inspiration. He said, and because of that, ye shall be unto me a kingdom or a dominion of power, of priests. You shall be a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the house of Israel. I want you to speak this unto them, that they shall be a lively oracle unto me, and they will serve in the house of Yahweh and offer up the righteous sacrifices unto the living Father, not unto some imaginable being, some vile, corrupt spirit, but they shall know me. And it shall be a personal thing. How is that? They shall obey all that I command you to tell them. And Moshe, understanding the very power and what thing Yahweh had done, Scripture says that Moshe, he came down and he called for the elders of the people. And he laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. This is what I command of the people. And Yahweh commanded Moshe, he assembled the house of elders and he placed before them every word that Yahweh commanded him to speak unto the house of Israel. And they spoke these things unto the children of the house of Israel. And all the people answered and said, all, not some or in parts, but all that Yahweh have spoken, we will do. And Moshe returned the words of the people unto Yahweh. He returned their vows, of the vow of commitment unto Yahweh. He said, now I will establish you as a holy nation, a peculiar people, but you shall be a nation unto me. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's in the Torah. It is the same in the New Covenant, because it is the Scriptures of Yahweh. I want to read that to clarify one thing. To show the witness of Scripture, it cannot be broken. Scripture says in 1 Peter, chapter 2. Let us see what the word of Yahweh says. As he spoke unto the house of the call out, these are the words that Kephar spoke. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. He said, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now what was the light of Yahweh? It was Messiah shining forth into the darkness of this world. And men rejected that light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Their minds and their conscience were evil. So they rejected the light of Yahweh's truth. As Israel, the called and the faithful, the elect of Yahweh, as they rejected the light of His truth. So He witnessed to them, know the things that were done, you did not do them. What man has made himself? Who has created any parts of his being? Who has strength to give life to any part of his being? Who has the ability to rise above the natural order of the earth and establish himself in the heavens? Who can? What man can do that? Yahweh said, I've called you to be a nation, a people, a peculiar nation, a nation of worship and praise, one that would acknowledge me and my name, for my name shall be established in the nation. For in the nations of the Islamic, they establish their gods. In the nations of the Hinduism, they establish their gods. And the nation of Christianity, they establish their gods. They have all kinds of gods. Methodist God, Pentecostal God, Baptist God, Southern God, Northern Baptist God, Black Baptist God, Caucasian Baptist God. They all have their gods. Because they do not know the mighty one that made their gods. David, as he observed all the workings of the gods, he realized that there is not one God that is like Yahweh. Not any of them have the power, the resolve, strength, or the magnitude that Yahweh possess. The nations and the nation has been duped. Because we are a people that love fleshly, carnal entertainment. We do not want our flesh to be pressed beyond the measure that it ought to be pressed. And the flesh must die. You cannot rise up against the laws of Yahweh. The flesh is enmity against the laws. The natural aggression of a man will deny the laws of Yahweh. He will commit adultery and sin. He will do things that are against the laws of Yahweh, because in the power of the flesh there is no good thing that dwells there. That's why we need a governing power in our souls to govern us, that we will be a holy nation unto Yahweh. That there is a demise or death. There is no life in the nation today. For the breath of Yahweh is gone out. For the light and the power of Messiah is not in the minds of men today. The nation is under the demise of darkness, and death ensue it, and death has overcome it. The demise of a nation. Yahweh say, you shall be a nation unto me. A very peculiar one. That is not like any other nation upon the face of the earth. There are many nations. But there is a nation of the people of Yahweh. And the strength of that nation is that Yahweh is the one that fights the battle for that nation. It does not rely upon the physical armament of man to fight. It relies upon the spiritual laws of Yahweh to fight the battle. For we know who we serve. And we know the strength of our Creator. For He has called a people and established a nation that His name may be resounding in that nation. And not the names of pagans and gods and false deities. Only His name. And Scripture shows us that. We'll establish what is the nation of Yahweh. And the encroachment of the demise or death that began insidiously to overtake a nation. We must find it in Scripture. It doesn't come by the philosophy or the historical facts of men. It is what Scripture says. And Scripture is the road map for the nation of Yahweh. Scripture is. There's nothing else that governs us but Scripture. Because we have the Spirit of our Father. And He cannot go against what He has said. Therefore said in verse 10, He says, I tell you, there were a time that you were not even a people. He said, and now you are the people of Yahweh, which had not, you had not even attained the merciful favor of the Father, but now you have obtained that love of Yahweh. He said, I want to warn you though. I want to tell you something. He said, dearly beloved of who? Of Yahweh. He said, dearly beloved, I want to tell you you're loved of Yahweh. But I beg you, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, to not become attached to this world. He said, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against your soul. He said, remove yourself from fleshly lusts, for those are the things that war against the soul of man. When a man's eyes began to become consumed with the lust of his own flesh, his eyes began to lust at the pride of this life, of his possessions and what he has. These are not the things of Yahweh. The war against the very integrity of his life in your soul. And even as this nation that we call America, that is the spirit that has overtaken it. For the prophets of Baal They prophesy in their lords and their gods. God wants you to be rich, and it caters to the flesh. And he always says to us, abstain from any kind of fleshly lust, for it wars against your soul. There should not be any aspiration of ascertaining or obtaining these things in this life. We should live simple before Yahweh because he meet our every need. These things war against the integrity of his law in you. Man will do anything to gain these things. He will go against the laws of Yahweh. He will lie. He will cheat. He will steal. He will murder. He will do anything to satisfy the lust of his flesh. And those things war against your soul. Yahweh gave Israel everything they needed. Food, comfort, a covering to ward off even the encroachments of the Amalekites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Hittites. He guarded them. Even in the midst of that great, ferocious, dark power poured out upon Egypt, when there was no light, darkness, there was light in the nation of Yahweh. But in the nation of Egypt, there was no light at all. Only the nation of Yahweh is illuminated by his light. For Messiah is the light of the nation of Yahweh. For only in Messiah is the hope of Yahweh imparted into that clay body of flesh. It's not given in any other body. Not in Buddha. Not in Muhammad. Not in any other form of any other gods. Only in the body of Messiah. Man says that his name is Jesus. I say that that is a lie from hell. They will tell you that the name Yahshua is the same as Joshua. But then why did not they transliterate that in scripture as Joshua? This is a deceived nation. And the people are deceived. Because they lust and the pleasure of their flesh is all the prophets of Baal will satisfy. Their gods want you to be rich and to sell your soul unto the powers of hell. And death began to overtake that nation. Abstain. Turn your heart away from fleshly lust. And the things that actually war against your soul. Why? Because it produced wickedness. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets Yahweh, not nations, but every nation that forgets Yahweh shall be turned into the abyss of the darkness of hell. And this nation as a whole, as a collection of all kinds of ethnicities, there are thousands of gods in America. In the nation of Yahweh, it cannot be. In a nation of that proportion with that desire, then there is a demise and death is in that nation. Only in Yahweh's nation, whereby the light of Messiah shine with bright hope, gives us inspiration of heart. Why? Because we consider him. Only in that nation doth the light shine. In any other nation, darkness ensue that nation, and the people are given over unto darkness. And let us see the first things that began to bring demise into a nation. Scripture says in Leviticus, chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18. I would have begun reading in verse 21. As Moshe began to speak, Yahweh gave direction as to how the people must walk before him, their relationship with him, and their walk of uprightness before him. He says in verse 20, let me begin there. He said, first of all, And these are not oral laws. These are written laws. These are the written statutes of Yahweh. He says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife. You shall not ensue your neighbor's wife to have some sexual relationship with her. 75% of the married women in America, they have an adulterous relationship away from their husbands. And the men are at that same proportion in this nation, not in the nation of Yahweh, because He warns us not to commit adultery. And that is the power of the law that dwells in the hearts of His people. Don't fornicate is what He commands us. He says, if you do that, you will defile yourself with her. You will become unclean and make yourself unclean. And thou shalt not lie or let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy father, for I am Yahweh. You should not profane my name. You should not make my name useless. You should not allow your sons and daughters to pass through the fires of Molech. Let me give you a little understanding of that. They would start these huge barn fires as they do in the camps of Molech. That's why they have their festivities before their football games. They start these huge fires at these universities. Tremendous fires. And you will see the students running between them, the fires, and parading and dancing and all kind of folly and frivolity. And so they will start these huge fires, and the sons and daughters of Israel will pass through the chambers of these fires, that they were committed unto the priestly work of Molech or Molcham. And they're doing the same thing today. They're burning in the fire of their lusts, and they're burning in the fire of their flesh. And the minds of the sons and daughters are given over unto the fire, and the drawing of their corrupt lusts, and the drawing of the power of their flesh. He said, you should not give your sons and daughters over unto these fleshly aspirations. Your heart should not be shaped by fleshly desires, and they ought not to be inspired by the burning of their flesh. I want this mama. I need this daddy. I got to have that. He said, don't allow your sons and daughters to pass through the fires of Molech. And that is what they are doing. They build their temples every Friday night in their football games, their basketball games. And they come by the millions in this nation. Why? Because there is no true fire of the burning fire of the word of Yahweh burning in their soul. Jeremiah said that your word or the power and the law of your word is like fire. Like fire shut up in my bones. There's a burning fire of the word of Yahweh in my soul. And so what man does in his Baalite worship, Baalism, he establishes fires or his burning desires and cause the heart to be given over unto fleshly, carnal things. And the lust of that heart is so devilish and so wicked that it can never be satisfied. He said, I warn you, don't allow these things to take place. Don't allow my name to be profaned. Don't curse my name. The true nation of Yahweh will not curse His name. But this nation has despised the name of Yahweh. Men despise that name. They call it pagan, lies, and deceitful. Yet we can trace time through history and find out the names of Cro-Magnon man 100 million years ago. Man can search and tell you the age of certain stones and certain papyrus. Yet we cannot find the name of the one that created all things, that declared that He is our Father. He said, don't profane my name, for I am Yahweh. He said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. I don't care what the perverts of this nation say. These homosexuals, these sodomites of hell. He always says a man shall not lie with another man with a sexual relationship, nor shall a woman do the same thing. And yet even the fire of that lust burns today. The Shaitan takes the young daughters away from the use of their natural bodies. And he takes the young men, as Saul warned those in Roman. Because when they knew Yahweh, they did not honor him. They did not exalt him as the mighty one that created all things. And when a nation removes itself away from worshiping the true and the only living Elohim, that he will be given over unto these seductive, corrupt ways, and it will proliferate throughout the nation. And homosexual practices, they are an accepted thing today. It is a vile, wicked, corrupt, abominable thing. It is not of your way. It is an unclean thing. He said, a man should not lie with another man, nor should a woman lie with another woman. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with as womankind. It is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereof. It is a violation of nature. It is a perverted thing. And they do it all the time in this nation. Not in the nation of Yahweh. For man's strength is to the obedience of the laws of Yahweh. Isn't that amazing that man will say that this is applicable now, and yet the old or the Torah has no pertinence in this walk with Messiah, but that's all right. They're liars. It is a book. And the whole of the book is to manifest Yahweh. It does not take away from his honor, his name. Man has done that. So no woman or man shall lie with a beast like they do with a husband and a wife. Because it violates the principles and the laws of Yahweh. And today they're given over unto every kind of bestiality there is. Every kind of vile thing there is. Now Yahweh warns us of these things. Because there is an implication if we defy these laws. America is a vile entity of hell. She has been birthed by the spirits of Baal. And every kind of god there is has its stronghold in this nation. And in the midst of this nation, there is a nation of the house of Israel. As darkness has overtaken this nation, there shall be only one light, and that is the hope of Messiah. When a man truly has that hope in his soul, he will cry, come. Come your way. Let thy coming be soon. He says, defile not thyself or yourself in any of these things. For in all these, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. He said, destroyed every nation before you. They were defiled. He said, these things, and that there are many things that precede this. You read Leviticus. Go back to about the 13th chapter. There were many things that you always spoke unto the house. He said, but these are the things that culminated into the destruction of these nations. They were cast out because they were given over unto every kind of vile thing there was. They lost the fear and the reverence of Almighty Yahweh. There was no thought of the one that created them and gave breath for them to walk, to move, to live, and to have their being. They had no concept or no thought of reverence of Almighty Yahweh. So they were given over unto many pagan practices. And things that did not honor his name and esteem him above everything there is. He said, I destroyed or I cast out the nation before you. And the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomited out her inhabitants. She cannot even hold the inhabitants of the land because of the iniquity and the sin, the corruption. She vomited them out. She spilled them out. He says, I want to tell you something, Israel, the nation that I establish, a peculiar people. He said, I want to tell you something. Ye shall therefore keep. You guard it with all of your heart. You keep my statutes. You do what I tell you. There are limits that I've given you. And that is what a statute is. A statute of limitation. There's certain limits. There's certain laws. You can't go beyond that. What Yahweh tells us here, do not take His name in vain. You cannot go beyond that. You cannot say that His name is worthless. He said, I want you to keep my statutes. He said, I want you to keep my judgments. And shall not commit any of these abominations. Don't allow those abominations in the nation. Neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. Don't even allow the strangers that come in the midst of your nation or embark with you upon this journey to seduce you to do these kinds of things. Don't give yourself over unto that, is what Yahweh says. I've cast out the nations because they did that. And this nation of America is going to be cast out. These European nations that love their effeminate homosexuality and their perverted sodomite lifestyles, He's going to bring them down to the ruins of hell. Death is already in the nations. And He has given us an example about this tremendous death of AIDS. That the immune system cannot fight off anything. It cannot resist anything at all. And the spiritual immune system today of this diabolical, abominable nation cannot resist anything that is foul. Every kind of religious penance, they embark upon it. You can cover all kinds of foolish doctrines as long as it caters to the flesh. They love it. They desire it. They want it. And they practice it. To barking like dogs, to crawling like beasts, to vomiting in the house of Yahweh, to doing every kind of filthy thing there is, the daughters dressing like sodomites and male prostitutes in the house, women are prostituting their bodies and their minds, they're exposing their anatomy because they have a spirit of prostitution. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. They think the strength lies in flesh. No love lies in the flesh. The beauty of love is not in the flesh. It's not in the curvature of your body or the masculinity of your shape, my friends. It is in the power and the anointing of the one that is love dwelling in you that gives you the power and the strength to love. Herein is love. Not that we loved Him, but that Yahweh first loved us. Until we understand the power and the principle of that love, you can never love as a wife. You can never love as a husband. You don't even understand love. He said, don't have disdain for judgment. And as we were reminded on Wednesday night, that is one thing about the heart of man. It doesn't love judgment. Why? Because that is the correction of Yahweh. It corrects us. Correct us in judgment, Yahweh. Yahweh says, when you began to despise these things, then you don't want any correction. And if you're a son of mine, then I'm going to correct you. I'm going to use my rod to correct you. He says, for all these abominations, for all of these now, have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land now is defiled. The land spew not you out also when it is defiled, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. He said the land should not vomit you out. If we truly have the anointing of Messiah in us, when these things of what our natural body began to be drawn by the lust of the flesh that war against the power of that anointing in us, it would not spew him out. We would not spew His word out. We would not vomit out this hope in our souls and begin to go like a dog back to his own vomit. That's what this nation has done. Let's go back to vomit of the nations before it. The Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Roman Empire. It's one thing that you always going to do. He's going to hold back the four winds of the earth for his saints. And I don't care what remnant of these governments that are upon the face of the earth, they shall not touch the nation of Yahweh. He said, you hold back the winds until the servants of Yahweh are sealed. And those winds are the ruling powers and kingdoms that have ruled, and the remnant of the spirit is still in the earth today. And they shall have no power over the nation of Yahweh. None whatsoever. When you allow these abominations to filtrate your heart, to fill your heart, you began to move against the statutes, the judgments, the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. You don't want to obey Him. And once you began to do that, the land is defiled. Verse 29. For whosoever shall commit none of these... Did he say any? Do you hear that, saints? Yahweh is not mincing on His words. I will show us in Scripture. He said, whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. They don't want to cut these vile things off today. When a man go against the laws of Yahweh, that soul, he did not say the flesh. He said the very soul of the life of that man shall be cut off. Every soul belongs to Yahweh. Every soul. Therefore, shall you keep my ordinance that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs. Now that's what they are, customs. It is a form of practice. Our traditions have made void the law of Yahweh. We have practiced the Baptist religion, the Methodist religion, the Seventh-day Adventist. We have practiced every kind of custom there is. And these customs turn us away from Yahweh. That is why He brought Israel out of the house of Egypt, that they could go out into the wilderness and serve Him with all purity of heart. He did not bring them out for them to practice the customs that they had practiced in Goshen. For the practices and the customs of Goshen, they have forgotten Yahweh. They didn't even know His name. Only a few of those that had the anointing that knew the name of Yahweh. Few elders in the midst, few renowned men that knew the name. And that is why Moshe said, when they ask, who is this one, quote, that is called God, unquote, who should I tell him? And what shall be his name? You got to give me something to give the people. He brought them out with a mighty strong arm, that they may know and identify the one that brought them out. And if I did that, under great bondage you were, if I brought you out, you better pay heed to what I say. And you better do everything that I command you to do. And whatever I command you to do, you better do it with all diligence and pure desire of heart. And your purpose must be sincere. And your desire must be sincere as to please me. Therefore, shall ye keep my ordinance that ye commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourself therein. He says, for I am Yahweh, your Father. He said, I want you to know that I'm warning you. The nations are cut off. And every nation that is given over unto that fleshly lust is cut off. For it was against the principles of Yahweh in a man's soul. That is the life of any man. And that is the breath of Yahweh. That is the life of any man. And that is the breath of Almighty Yahweh. Messiah said, the words that I speak unto you apostles, not only are they spiritual words, but they are life. And the nation must live by the laws and the principles of Yahweh in order to have life in the nation. And when a nation goes against that nation is defiled. It's an unclean place. The laws are defiled. It's an unclean place. It has no principle at all. It has no pure laws or any such thing. The laws are based upon customs. The customs that have gone before us. We have the lineage of the Episcopalians or the Lutherans. So we build our religious practice upon those customs and not on the laws of Yahweh. He gives us laws, saints. He gives us instructions. And everything we do is based upon what He commands us to do. Somewhere we think that he has lost perspective. He spoke to a nation. And He said that they shall be a peculiar people. They shall be a holy nation. If that was for Israel out of Egypt, it is for us out of Egypt as well, or there's something different for us. It is the very same principle that is applicable for us as it was for them. He has a now word. This word is not a yesteryear word. It's a now word. It's a practical word today. It is the word of life today. Now. Now is the acceptable day and time. We don't harden our hearts when we hear what He speaks to us. We throw away our customs and our traditions. We break down the principles of those things. We throw them out of our hearts. We begin to walk in the principles and the laws of Yahweh. We must do that. The demise of a nation, that is the first sign of the tremendous death and dearth in a nation. When men began to lay with mankind like they do womankind. When bestiality becomes a sport, it becomes a thing of the norm. But adultery and the practice of adultery and fornication is so given over unto that it is not scorned today. It is not repudiated. It is not spoken against. These whole houses in this nation of America, they don't speak against those things. They don't warn the young ones of those things. I was reading an article out of U.S. News, and it said that most children today, they learn the erotic behaviors of sexual participation from television. It is so vile. It is so evil. It is so corrupt. How can one say that they love their own soul when they feed their soul with the spirit of Baal? When that thing lords over their time. It lords over their activities. It lords over what time they give to their husband, their wife, their children, their other activity. That is the thing that lords over them. Don't tell me that's of Yahweh. When a man is free from the bondage of that spirit, and he gives himself back over to that, he has turned loose the plow of Yahweh. How can that be, brothers and sisters? That thing defiles the heart. It defiles the land. And gives your young daughters and sons over unto that Molech, that spirit of Ashtaroth. Aphroditus. They burden their flesh with sexual desires with no comprehension of even the results of that. It's a thought. They give them no revelation of understanding of this alluring thing that draws them and their souls into the darkness chains of hell. He said, when you began to see that rapidly, that there is a demise, there's death in the nation. When man has dulled his senses so, that he doesn't understand the proper purpose of a woman's body, and a woman doesn't understand the proper purpose of a man's body, then something demented has transformed in their spirits. There's something missing out of their hearts. And Joel said, because they have and they would not retain Yahweh in their knowledge, He gave them up to that. So this nation is given over unto that. It's given over unto it. It practiced the customs and the ways of the heathens. And it will not practice the laws of Almighty Yahweh. We must obey all that He commands us. And He said to Israel, you must do all that I tell you to do. You cannot do a portion or some of what He commands you. You must do all. Man shall not live by bread alone. He must live by every word that came forth out of the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what we live by. Not a portion of it. We live by every word that came out of Yahweh's bosom. And we must live by that. When you begin to see this demise, you better make sure that you are a peculiar nation. You better make sure that you have the vows of the holy priest. That there's constant watching for your soul. There is prayer. You better set yourself apart as a holy man or a holy woman, offering up oblations and pure things unto Yahweh, because you know that death is in the nation. When death passed through Egypt, only those that were of the nation of Yahweh were spared. And their doorposts were marked with the blood of the Lamb. Only those escaped death. And unless we have the life of Yahweh in us, we're not going to escape death. The demise of the nation is here, not at hand. The demise is already in the nation. Death is already working. The power of death is already working. But the mind doesn't give much attention unto Yahweh. The thoughts are not on Yahweh. We have time to fuss and fight and argue. Talk about things that are so foolish. That have no impact in our lives. We worry about things that have no immediate purpose. Bring no clarity to our souls. This is the only thing that's going to bring clarity to your soul and your purpose in life. Nothing else. Nothing else. Only what Yahweh has spoken and written. That is the only thing that's going to give us purpose and hope and clarity to this life. For this all shall end. There shall be death in the physical body. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. We know that it is only the righteous laws of Yahweh that exalteth in a nation. Righteousness exalteth the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. It's a shameful thing. And it is the righteous law of Yahweh that exalts the nation. Righteousness is what exalteth a nation. And sin brings about reproach. Shamefulness. But the righteous laws of Yahweh, that will exalt us, saints. Messiah did not come to bring a demise to the laws of Yahweh. He came to fulfill every law and to support everything that the prophet said. So if he came to do that, then what Isaiah says in the first chapter is relevant for us. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2. Yahweh says, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth. For Yahweh has spoken." Now what things are said, it is not Isaiah. It is Yahweh that has spoken. "I have nourished you and I have brought you up as children." And he said, "You have all rebelled against me. I fed you. I nourished you. I gave you supplements that you needed." And he said, "Now you rebel against me. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." And because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, this is the word of Yahweh. "For because you have rejected the word of Yahweh," he said, "I rejected you as being king." Well, what is a king? He rules a nation. That is what a king does. He is the authority of the nation. And rebellion is an insidious thing. It's a very corrupt thing. It brings about the spirit of witchcraft. That you are so deceived that you actually think you're walking in the principles and the laws of Yahweh. Because you rebel against His word. You won't do what He say or commands you. He means you for you to do everything He commands you. If He tells you to praise Him, He means that. If He tells you to lift up hands, He means that. If He tells you to honor your father and your mother, "I'll give you life," He means what He says. If he tells you to do good unto those that I actually despise you and do evil unto you, he means what he says. He's not a man that he will lie. Or he's judged by the same principles as a man. He's not like us. He says the ox knoweth his owner. The ox does. The ox knows its owner. And the ass his master's crib where to get corn. He said, but Israel doth not know. My people do not even consider. They don't even discern me. They don't even have me in their thoughts. Their minds are so far removed from me. He said, they don't even consider it. He said, why? Because it is a sinful nation. The seven deadly sins of a nation. Look at this. It is first of all a sinful, there is no control of this nation. It is a sinful nation. Number two, it is a people that is laden with iniquity. They're lawless. There's nothing that governs their minds or their hearts. He said it is a seed of evildoers. They do evil. They love to do evil. Their hearts are wicked. They don't practice the pure things of Yahweh. He said, children that are corrupt. They're corruptors. Everything that they touch, they corrupt. Their words are corrupt. They have forsaken Yahweh. You tell me that is not a deadly sin of death? Could you forsake Yahweh? Could you forget about Him? There is no other sin like that. They have forsaken Yahweh. He said, and they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have done things that they know I don't like. I've warned them, and they do these things to provoke me. They try to entice me, to show me that they're stronger than me. I don't want to provoke Yahweh. I don't want to challenge Him. That's what when one provoke one. When one thinks that he can handle the bully, he says, come on and fight me, come on. So the one that knows he's stronger than him said, go on, I don't want to fight you. No, no, you fight me. Stop it now. No, no, come on. Say, stop that. I don't want to fight you. And all of a sudden he says, all right, I'm going to show you. So he's provoked to a point that he just takes his hand and knocks the little one down. And they scurry off crying. He said, you have provoked me to anger. My, what kind of sin does it take to provoke you all the way to anger? You have literally provoked me to anger. He says, and they have all, or they are gone away backwards. These are seven deadly, insidious, corrupt sins that a heart of a man practice. He say, and they have all gone away backwards. Who will do that? Well, a sinful nation. When a nation is sinful, it begins to turn backwards on the laws and the principles of Yahweh. When our hearts began to be turned to the things of the world and this earth, it's because we are a sinful nation. We have forgotten Yahweh. And we began to transgress, and we began to go back to those laws and principles that brought death in our bodies. Our minds cannot retain the pure things of Yahweh, and very few today can retain those things. Very few. The heart of man is going backwards. It has turned away from Yahweh. It doesn't want to walk and obey the principles of Yahweh. It's going backwards, saints. The heart is not sincere with the Father. That is the strength of the demise of a nation. Because when one begins to walk in the perverted defilements of abomination, they have no thought of Yahweh. They have no concept of even a God, if I must use that expression. And Yahweh is not in their thoughts at all. When a man's heart is set to do evil, then destruction is going to overtake that nation. Scripture says in 2 Kings, I want to show us a profound example. 2 Kings chapter 21. It says in the 21st chapter of 2 Kings, the scripture talks about Manasseh. He was 12 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hephzibah. The scripture says, and he did that which was evil, 2 Kings 21. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. Well, what was evil in the sight of Yahweh? He began to rule in the nation that Yahweh had established to be a peculiar people for him. It says he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. Well, what were the evil things that he began to do? After the abominations of the heathens, he began to practice the abominable practices of the heathens. And that's what this nation does. Every kind of pagan thing there is, we practice that in this nation. From birthdays to anniversaries to holidays and every kind of vile thing there is. This nation practices those things. It ought not to be a part of our practice. We ought not to practice the pagan Christmas and Easter's and all of their pagan days. Those pagan practices and customs shall not be learned in the nation of Yahweh. For he has given us a time of rest in his feasts, convocations, times that are set apart for the holy collection of his people. We may gather his name and rest from the labor. And enjoy the presence of our Father to invoke the anointing of His power upon the house. Don't tell me that's what Christmas does. It invokes every kind of reveling and drunkenness. Every kind of cursed thing. Don't tell me the 4th of July does that. Every kind of cursed thing. Every kind of reveling and drunkenness. They revile the name of Yahweh. That's all it induces. Their marriages and all of that, their ceremonial and pomp circumstances of their marriages, it produces drunkenness, adultery, fornication. It produces sin. That's all it produces. It produces sin. Every kind of lustful thing there is done. It doesn't produce a holy or pure aura of Yahweh. They go after every kind of unclean thing there is. Give it over to drunkenness and the spirit of drunkenness. There's no wholesomeness. There's no law of righteousness. They go from one whorehouse to the other whorehouse. He said, I don't want you to learn what the heathens have done. Why? Whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. He destroyed the heathens. He cast them out. To cast out is to cut off. They have no value at all. For he began to build up again the high places which Hezekiah, his father, had destroyed. And he reared up altars for Baal, and he made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshiped all the hosts of the heaven and served them. Isn't that the mantra of this nation? You have your faith. Practice your spirituality. So they'll raise up altars unto Baal. You can do anything you want to in this nation, as we call America. We're not in the nation of Yahweh. That's the custom of the heathen practice that brings about death to any nation. I don't care what powerful nation it is, in the physical sense, it brings death to a nation. So he began to raise up these altars. Everywhere you go, every corner you go on in America, there's an altar. An altar to the Methodist, the Presbyterian, to the Apostolic. There is an altar. Every corner in America. Every high place, every place that can be spotted easily, there's an altar. The same principle is applicable now as it was in this day. Manasseh did evil before Yahweh. When a man will not obey the laws of Yahweh, there's evilness in the man's heart. The laws is what govern you and keep you in the presence of Yahweh, because we know that Messiah and that hope of Yahshua, the laws were fulfilled to perfection. And that flesh has power through the spirit, because it is the spirit of man that takes power over his flesh. It rules over him. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So we don't allow the weaker component to rule over us. We allow the one that has the strength and the power to rule. And so the Spirit of Yahweh will direct us into the laws of Yahweh. Why? Because He comes to testify the mighty works of Messiah, because He fulfilled all the laws and what the prophets said. He did not come to destroy the law of the prophets. He came to fulfill what they said. Verse 4. And He built altars in the house of Yahweh. He began to build altars in the tabernacle, the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. Now how do we, with oversight, omit that? He said, in Jerusalem I will put my name. My name shall be in Jerusalem. How do we omit that? How do we say what that means? His authority. He had showed them His authority. He told them to remember what He'd done. How He brought down the Egyptians and all of that. That's a small thing to Yahweh. What He wants is honor upon His name. And so they built, He began to build altars in the tabernacle of Yahweh. That's what they do today. And then every kind of vowel type speaker come in today. It makes no difference. They will let the Muslim clergy come in. They will let those that practice Judaism come in. Judaism is not of Yahweh. Yahweh did not give Moshe an oral law. He gave him a written law. The Talmud is not the book of Yahweh. He gave us the Torah. There's nowhere in Scripture where He gave them oral laws. He gave them a written law, brothers and sisters. And the written laws are in Scripture. They're not found in the practice of Judaism or Christianity or Islam. They're found in worship in Yahweh, according to His truth. And they're found in Scripture. That's where they're found. In Scripture, saints. So they build all kinds of altars today. They go on the tabernacles and they say that this pew is dedicated to Sister Mary Jones. The next one is dedicated to Brother Deacon Willie Smith. The chair in the pulpit is dedicated to Brother James Long. So they build up their altars, their names. They exalt the names of the parishioner, and instead of exalting the name of the one who should be in the center of the tabernacle, and thus the name of Yahweh. And that's what these whorehouses have done. They have forsaken the name of the true and the living Yahweh and exalted the name of pagan, corrupt men and women in the midst of Yahweh's, supposedly His tabernacle, where His name ought to be exalted. So they named buildings after the late Elder Jimmy Jackson, the precious Sister Maggie Jones. It ought not to be. There's only one name that ought to be exalted in His house or on His place of holy convocation, and that is His name. You name no building after the Honorable David Roberts, named after Yahweh. Everything should give honor unto His name and exalt His power. That's why the Son's name exalt the power of the Father. You can't even have that name in the Son unless you have the name of the Father. The name of Jesus will never do it. It can't do it. It says the same as Joshua. Can't be. If it was, then transliterate the name Jesus into Joshua. If it's the same. Perverters and liars and deceivers. That's what they are. They don't know Yahweh and they don't love Him. They love their customs and their traditions. And they have disdain for the pure things of Yahweh. The demise of the nation is already set forth. It is in the nation.